What a swing. Even with a new county sales tax increase that helped Milwaukee County see a budget surplus for the first time in decades in 2024, the county government is now staring down a nearly $20 million deficit by the end of the year. What is happening? We turn to Milwaukee County Supervisor Steve Taylor, who warns of tough times ahead. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
So there was a surplus. Now you're grappling with projected deficits. What is happening?
Well, it's a combination of things. We have a big deficit in the sheriff's budget in the overtime. That's over $7 million, and that number is not going to get smaller. We've not seen the projected sales tax revenue come in. I mean, people are not spending as much as we projected, so the sales tax projections, that revenue is lower. And then we're looking at future, the healthcare costs. Those are on the rise, and those are things that are difficult to control. We have many departments that are running, positive, but there's just some areas in the county budget that are struggling big time right now.
So I understand that the sales tax hike was supposed to generate $82 million in revenue since last July, and then there was another $7 million that came from the state by way of shared revenue. How much worse would it have been without that?
Well, yeah, we wouldn't be able to start tackling the pension problems that we had based on, the scandal back in the early 2000s. So we would be in a worse position without the sales tax. But we still were always looking at major issues in the next 5 years. Those numbers have gotten easier. They'll be easier to deal with or grapple with, but they're still going to be challenging days and years ahead.
What is the situation with the Sheriff's Department overtime? Why is that happening?
Well, we just don't have enough deputies, and they're doing their mandated services, and it's coming at a cost at overtime. We could go out and hire 50 or 60 deputies, and we're going to lose 40 or 50 through attrition, the retirement, going to other municipalities. The state of Wisconsin ranks 50th out of 50th in law enforcement spending. So that's not, I think, a category the state should be proud of. So I think that's something that Milwaukee County and all counties and municipalities should be looking at, having a conversation with the state to see if we can get more money for that law enforcement. We're funding our sheriff's department, but we just don't have enough bodies to do what's necessary.
So you're looking to the state to give you more money to help with that sheriff's department deficit?
Well, I think that's one conversation that needs to take place. I mean, I don't think the solution is pulling our sheriffs off the highways, and we're mandated to do that. I think we want to have our sheriffs in our parks. I mean, we're mandated to have them in the courtrooms. We have to have them in the jails and the House of Correction. And so the solution is not just let's not work them, we have to. And these are officers and these deputies, they don't want to always be working all this overtime. It's coming at the expense of their personal well-being and their health, so it's a very difficult situation. But I think the state needs to step up.
And what have you heard from the state legislature as to whether or not that's something that they would consider doing?
We haven't had those conversations. This was just brought to us, how dire it is, but it really shouldn't be a shock. I mean, it took a lot to get the sales tax and to do this whole shared revenue plan. And I don't think the county was treated fairly to begin with. I don't know why we had to tax our residents an additional 0.4% when they should have been fixing the shared revenue in a different manner. I mean, we ship over $500 million more to the state every year. And when they decided to do this new formula, they're giving us $8 million and saying, go tax your residents another 80. I think we got really shafted by the state. So, we're the economic engine of the state. And, we are funding things in Superior and La Crosse and Oshkosh and Madison and Middleton and Sun Prairie. And yet, we have to tax our residents to just, cost to continue, basically.
Are you being heard on that in Madison?
I don't know if we're being heard or not, but I mean, I think they look at us, at some in the state legislature, look at us as like a giant sucking sound of money being just vacuumed out of the state coffers. That's how it's been for decades, that kind of mindset. And then they make, I think, poor decisions as well. Like, why should the taxpayers be on the hook for AmFam Field? When you have an owner, you know, spending money on European soccer teams, why should the county taxpayers pay $4 million a year for the Pfizer when one of the owners sold his share and made $660 million? So this is decisions that the state has made. There's $6.5 million right there the state has taken away from Milwaukee County and put towards, you know, stadiums for billionaires. I don't know how far we're going to get, you know, on help with the sheriff's department.
All right, we leave it there. Supervisor Steve Taylor, we'll be watching this as it develops. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
That was good. I wish we had another minute, but we didn't. Thank you.
I can go on those subjects between the Bucks and the Brewers and just some of the decisions that have been made to really like tie our hands. I give these lectures many times on the board floor because it's frustrating and nobody wants to talk about like why do we have to tax people when they could just give us some of our money back.
Do you have any sense that just in terms of that tax, whether people are deciding to go outside the county to buy stuff?
Well, see, that's kind of interesting because on small purchases, yes, like grocery shopping or, you know, going to Kohl's or something like that. But if like in terms of a purchase of, say, of a car, it's registered to where you live. So you can't even get away with that. Uh-huh. You can't go to Waukesha County and go buy a brand new car and think you're going to save, you know, X amount of money because it's you know, registered to your address and then you pay that sales tax. So when I've bought in cars in Ohio, because my brother is a new car manager there, I'm still paying all the Wisconsin taxes and stuff like that. So I don't know why that's the case, why we're lagging, to be honest with you. We really haven't quite figured that out yet. I mean, you know, the weather hasn't been the greatest, so people maybe aren't going out as much because it's been crummy, you know? I don't know.
Because that was supposed to be a big savior right there.
Well, it was like, if you looked at the position we were in, we were not going to be able to fund just some of our mandated services anymore. So we'd have to literally stop funding the parks department and our seniors centers and that. So that allowed those things to survive. But like, for example, by mid next year, we'll run out of money regarding transit. We don't have it unless we work on getting a dedicated funding. So we either have to really slash routes or, you know, come up with additional money, and we don't have it. So the state's got to step up there as well. So, and like, for example, we have $1.3 billion in deferred maintenance, half a billion of that's in parks. Yeah. That doesn't include a $490 million safety building that we're mandated to perform those services. So my thinking is like, let's just say we're not going to do it anymore. Like, you take it over with the state of Wisconsin, you take over the court system. You know, you build the new building. I mean, that's not going to happen, but like when we play chicken with them, and it's been both sides of the aisle. I mean, when we wanted to do initial sales tax back in 2008, before my time, it was a Democratic legislator and Governor Doyle, and he vetoed it. So.
Yeah.
Or didn't veto it. It just didn't pass. It didn't pass, I should say. He didn't veto it, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, interesting stuff. And I'm sorry you're in the middle of it, but thanks for talking with us.
I signed up for it. Thank you.
You did indeed. All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Yeah. Okay. Bye.